BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is the Scott Mills Daily for Friday afternoon. Finally, I had to go on the speech jammer. You know the thing with the little delay on your voice that mucks up your brain and your words? And I got to speak to Denise Welsh, and I think have bagged myself a spot on Loose Women as a result. We relive some of the classic comments from Vanessa Feltz on yesterday's Innuendo Bingo, and also we got some new theories on the brand new Doctor Who, which they're announcing on Sunday night.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, we're going to do Speech Jammer again. If you've not heard this before, we tried it with Chris, we tried it with Zane Lowe. It's a little delay that I will hear in my ears, which makes your speech go really weird. It's just a tiny, tiny delay, but it just jams up your mind and you can't really speak.
I think it's about time that you do it. I think this is your moment now, you know?
I don't want to.
Well, don't say that, because look, we've, as you just said, I've had to do it, Zane's had to do it. It's definitely, there's a big demand for you to do it. So I've created a situation which allows you to do it. It's all good fun.
Are we calling someone?
What we're going to do is we're going to phone someone. I've arranged this myself. You don't know who it is. and then I'm going to press the button. Your voice is going to go really, really funny.
Oh, this is like with Showbot earlier in the week. I hate not being in control of it.
But you've just got to blag it. The one thing I am going to say, when you are connected to this person, I just want you to go with whatever you think. I'm not going to tell you what to say or anything like that. You just got to go along with it. And also, I must point out, this person is not expecting your call.
Right. Is it someone I know well?
It's someone you know well. And I've checked the number to check it rings, because it's not someone you've spoken to for quite a while.
Oh, that's awkward, isn't it?
But it rings, so I'm hoping that it's just going to put you straight through.
Okay, but I don't even know what my voice is going to sound like until you press that button. Basically, Chris has got a button over there, and when he presses it, the delay comes into my headphones only, which will make my voice go weird.
In fact, we can show it. I'm going to press this button now, and only you will be able to hear what the delay sounds like. Okay, so what did you have for breakfast?
Well, Chris, this morning I had an omelette, and I made it all myself with tomatoes.
Okay,
and it's so weird, it kind of makes your eyes water.
Yeah, so we should probably give everyone an idea of what's going on in your headphones. See that button there? Just press that now.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, it's really off-putting.
It is weird. That slight delay makes you talk weird, and also it slows everything down your brain, so you actually, I think, you start saying things you wouldn't normally say.
Yeah,
as well.
Agree. And it's sometimes odd. Your voice goes up and down.
Yeah.
Okay, right, I'm ready to do this call.
So this is perfect. So this person's not expecting your call. I just need you to go along with it. Ask right. Whatever you think.
Okay, go.
This could be amazing. Okay, the person you're calling is Denise Welsh from Loose Women.
Oh, no. Hello?
Hello, who's that? Hello, is that Denise?
Yeah.
Hello, it's Scott Mills.
Hi, Scott, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Okay, what are you up to?
Oh, I just thought I'd call because I've not spoken to you for a couple of years.
I know, I was actually talking about you to Matthew the other day.
So it's
Where are you, mate?
I'm at Radio 1.
You're at work?
Yes.
Okay, in the studio at work?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
When can I come on Loose Women?
On Loose Women? have you ever been on it before?
I've never been on it. I want to meet Carol McGovern.
You and her would become bosom buddies, let me tell you.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
And also, who's the... I like you, and I like the...
You.
Andrew McLean.
Yes, you'd get on with both the girls, and I'm sure that they'd love to have you.
Okay.
How's other Chris? How's Chris start?
Yeah, he's okay. Doing really well. Did you see his Mila Kunis interview?
No, I didn't. Is anyone there with you?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Right, anyway.
I just want to know that you're all right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
That there's someone with you.
Nice to see you, Sue. Why do you want there to be someone with me?
Just because, I don't know, if I didn't know better, I'd think, just because I was there once, I would think you'd been to the pub.
So no.
That's all I'm saying, if I didn't know better. But as I know that you're a true professional and that you're obviously at work, mm-hmm. I just wondered if there's someone there with you, that's all. You just sound a little bit different to you normally talk.
I'm absolutely fine. Nothing to worry about, Denise.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. All right, okay. Then.
Well, I better go.
It's lovely to hear from you. Obviously, I'll talk to Loose Women and I'm sure that the producers will give it. It would be great to have you on.
Amazing.
For a chat. Okay. All right. I might phone you later.
All right, okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Bye.
Turn it off.
Oh, that's better.
That was so good.
It's so hard. What did I sound like?
I liked that because you genuinely haven't spoken to her for quite a long time.
A little bit awkward.
And I could tell it was really awkward for her because she was just kind of like, she was like, are you okay? Like, is someone with you?
See, that used to be her, not anymore.
I like that she said she'll call you later as well. I think you've rekindled that friendship.
Oh, amazing. Well, I'm going to get a call from Denise later. Like, what's going on?
And I think you've signed yourself up to Loose Women, which for me is brilliant.
I didn't know what else to say. Did I do well?
Yes.
Okay, good. I enjoyed that, I think.
What are you going to do on Loose Women now, then?
I have no idea. Do you have to promote something normally, don't you?
I love it.
To promote.
I love that you've signed yourself up to Loose Women. Have you ever been on that? Oh, God, this is going to be good.
I want to meet Carol McGiffin.
I'd say take me, but that's like my nightmare situation. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. By next week, we're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for 2 weeks. I'm very excited about our guests. We've got, over the two-week period, we've got Chloe Moretz, who's in Kick-Ass 2, which I saw last night. Really good. Though I'm a bit confused as to why Uni and Jay are in the film.
Yeah.
I'll ask her that next week. I hope I haven't given anything away. Oh, no. I had to sign something before I went in saying don't reveal anything, and I've just said that. I doubt they'll be that bothered about that, will they?
We'll just say that... I don't know how you get out of that now, actually. Maybe just I've actually signed something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not them.
April Fools.
Yeah. Amanda Seyfried off of Mamma Mia and Les Mis is going to be in. We've got Mark Wahlberg coming in. Amazing. Playing Innuendo Bingo. Rizzle Kicks. Ollie Locke off Made in Chelsea. And McLovin off of Superbad. Even though I was reading an interview today, he hates being called McLovin. Doesn't really like it.
What's his real name?
He's also in Kick-Ass 2. His name is Christopher Platts something.
Well, there you go. So I'm sure he'd much rather be called McLovin than that absolute shambles of a description.
Christopher Mint Platts.
Christopher Mintz Plasse.
Sure.
Plass.
McLovin, anyway. He's going to be on. Starting Monday morning. The Scott Mills Daily. Don't know if you've seen the video of Vanessa Feltz doing Innuendo Bingo yet, but it's quite something.
Did you get the impression she was a little bit frosty with me afterwards?
Yes. 100%.
Did you sense an atmosphere as well?
She was fine with me, but it was like...
Is that the reason why there's a photo of you and her?
Yeah.
And not me?
I don't think she was best pleased. And I've got the exact moment coming up where I think it turned, where she just went from laughy, jokey Vanessa Feltz to not happy Vanessa Feltz. Mm. I'll play the exact moment. First of all, here's something that we discussed with Vanessa yesterday, which you may not have heard. It's all on the podcast. About her and Pete Tong, dance legend. Just want to clear this up.
Vanessa shared her first childhood kiss at the age of 10 on a holiday with Radio 1's Pete Tong, who was 12 at the time.
That's absolutely true. It was at Calador in Mallorca. The hotel was called the Toucan. And Pete Tong's mum has pictures.
That's incredible. Have you seen Pete since?
Yes, and spoken to him about it. There's no denying it. It just is true.
Is it awkward? It's one of the best facts that I know.
Why would it be awkward? It was fabulous for him and marvellous for me.
And then she went on to say, I could tell you about the tongue of Pete Tong if you want. I was like, do you know what? I'm all right.
Pete Tong's tongue?
Pete Tong's tongue law. So, yeah, that was their first snog. Vanessa Feltz snogged Pete Tong off of Radio 1. And then there was this... Vanessa, I've got no idea what's happening here on your show.
It's 5:53, and today we're focusing on the front garden. Does your front garden need a facelift? First of all, enhance your entrance, the focal point of all front gardens. Make your entrance as welcoming as possible. It should whisper seductive come-hithers to visitors.
That happened.
Do you remember that?
5 in the morning.
Yes.
Oh, oh wow. God. Okay. I know.
Oh, it's good advice, though. It's not bad advice.
It certainly is.
Take care of your front garden and whisper seductive come hither. It's not bad.
Okay.
I don't regret it. Let's put it that way.
And why would you?
I stand by that. And I think you should always, and one always does, I always keep my front garden in tip top.
Good. Okay. So, that's all fine. As you can hear, she is laughing, she is joking, she is loving life. Just a little bit of water on her at this point. Her makeup's fine, her hair's fine. And just, residual water.
But generally, I was just sort of going around the chest area.
Yeah, which she did say. She's like, do it on my boobs. That's what she said.
Well,
she did.
Kind of.
She
Scott.
Did.
She said, can you keep it away from my face, please? And just if you're going to go
aim for the chest, darling.
For the chest.
Do it on my boobs.
No, she didn't say
she
that.
She did say that. She said
I know
boobs.
What you mean. It was insinuated. Mm. She didn't say boobs, did she?
Well, I've made that up then, haven't I? I know what I heard.
She said cleavage.
Okay. Anyway, so here's the moment I think it turned. It went from a small bit of water to a very large amount of water right in her face.
I think perhaps I'm selfish. Perhaps I just like pleasing myself.
Straight in the face. And then I thought she was going to leave. Yeah. I thought we had a proper situation.
Well,
Code red.
I saw her looking towards the guy that was with her, producer.
Yeah.
As if to go, I was not told about this.
Yeah, she didn't expect that. Here's that moment again. Listen. And the makeup was streaming all down her face. And from then, she didn't really talk to you much, did she?
No, not at all.
You can see that awkward moment when it got real on the Radio 1 YouTube channel now. The full Vanessa Felt innuendo bingo is there for you to watch and enjoy.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Scott, it's Adam.
Adam, where are you?
I'm in Farnham at the moment.
How can I help?
I just thought it would be pretty funny if you put the Vanessa yelp at the start of that Bruno Mars song you love.
Oh, what treasure.
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah, because we did it with all the tennis players during Wimbledon, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just find treasure. Hang on. Think this is going to work, Adam?
Yeah, I think it'll work.
Okay, I got it. You ready?
Great idea.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Yes. Okay. Pull up. Should we do it again?
Yeah.
All right, have a good weekend, Adam. Thanks for that. Good suggestion.
Yeah, you too.
Love you, bye. This is BBC Radio 1, and you actually join us now as Vanessa Feltz and Charlie Sloth are playing tennis.
This is horrible.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, as we all know, Matt Smith is leaving Doctor Who, and the BBC is revealing who the brand new Doctor is going to be on a special live show on Sunday evening. I'm quite enjoying who it might be.
Well, who do you reckon?
Well, I'm just looking at some of the rumours online. Idris Elba from Luther, he'd be good.
Oh, yeah, he would be good.
There's not been a black Doctor before, has there? That'd be awesome. Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah.
Yep. Typecast, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's like, no, that's Harry Potter. Clearly, it's not. That's not Doctor Who.
Someone told me Chris Moyles was like 100 to 1 or something.
Just checking. Yep, he's on there. He's on the list.
It's not great odds, though, is it?
So is Helen Mirren.
How do we rule people out?
There's not been a lady Doctor, has there?
What about you?
No, what about you?
Well, no, but how do I know that you don't?
I'm not on.
How do you? Well, you'd say that, though. You wouldn't say the other way.
I'm not really into all that
exterminate
stuff.
It's a bit.
It's not for me.
No,
I mean, I don't mind watching it if it's on, but I'm not like a hardcore fan.
So we'll rule you out.
Rule me out entirely.
I'd love to go to the bookies to see what odds I could get on Scott Mills being the new Doctor.
Hello, Doctor.
What about Dr. Rada from the surgery? Is she on?
Can't see her on the list. Well, the actual new surgery doctor on Sunday night on Radio 1.
Yes, Dr.
She's
Rada.
Very nice.
Now, she'd be a good doctor.
And she's a real doctor. Why, what are you saying? Do you think it's her?
Well, it can't. Do you think it's she's just turned up here at Radio 1?
It's a bit of a coincidence.
It's a handy bit of publicity before she's announced as the new Doctor Who, isn't it? Dr. Rada, the new Doctor Who. That would be great, wouldn't it?
Do you want to have a go? This is what you have to do.
Do you reckon it'd be an actual doctor?
No. You have to say lines like this.
Time to put on a show.
In that voice, time to put on a show. You see, I'd play it a bit differently, that's the thing.
Geronimo!
What's he even saying there?
Geronimo.
Geronimo.
Hooterman?
No.
No?
Not really. I hope it's Dr. Rada off the surgery.
I'll tell you what, mate, I'm not the doctor. I can put that one out there.
No, you're not.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So it's all changed from Monday. I'm doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for the next 2 weeks instead of Grimmy. If you can't get it live, though, in the morning, don't worry, because the Scott Mills Daily podcast will continue for you every day.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.